AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is telling people in her state to stay home.
This is not something to be out taking pictures of. This is not something that you want your kids playing in. The water's not safe.
Haley says the state's low country hasn't seen this kind of rain in 1,000 years. 3 storm-related deaths have been reported.
To already have 3 fatalities, that's 3 too many. And it's 3 people that we needed to stay home that didn't.
Susan Smith was rescued by boat in Somerville, South Carolina.
The toilet backing up in the house. So it's so much. Well, I thank God y'all came out, though.
One area near Columbia, South Carolina, got 18 inches of rain over about a 24-hour period. Crews searching off the Bahamas for a cargo ship with 33 people on board have spotted debris. The company that owns the ship says a container was found that appears to be from the El Faro. But there's no sign of the ship itself. It was last heard from Thursday. Hope is fading in Guatemala for finding any survivors of a mudslide that killed at least 96 people. Rescuers reported the buried dwellings they reached were filled with water, suggesting anyone trapped inside would have drowned. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says there will be a full investigation into the deadly bombing of a clinic run by Doctors Without Borders in Kunduz in Afghanistan. 22 people were killed.
It may take some time to get the facts, but we will get the facts, and we will be full and transparent about sharing them.
Carter spoke aboard an aircraft on his way to Madrid. It's not clear who was responsible for the bombing in Afghanistan. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he is running for Speaker of the House.
I think the American public wants to see a change. They want a fresh start.
On Fox News Sunday today, Chaffetz says Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy would just be a continuation of the current speaker, John Boehner. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie wants to come to Washington. His focus is on the White House and not on Capitol Hill.
I would rather jump off the Brooklyn Bridge than be in Congress.
On ABC's This Week, Christie said his record shows he can unite the GOP. Matt Damon and The Martian has landed at number 1 at the box office.
I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows. Luckily, I'm a botanist.
Matt Damon plays an astronaut left for dead on Mars. It brought in a robust $55 million in ticket sales last week. Top movie, Hotel Transylvania, last week, finished second place this week. NFL, Robbie Gould's field goal in the closing seconds lifted the Chicago Bears over the Oakland Raiders 22-20. Kirk Cousins threw a touchdown pass late to Pierre Garçon, lifting the Washington Redskins over Philadelphia 23-20. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.